Overcoming Hypocrisy 101. That's the title of the series that we're beginning on the Praying Pals radio program. Let's get one thing straight. Just because someone is a Christian and perceived as a, quote, celebrity, unquote, does not mean that the person is to be considered a mature leader in the faith. Let me repeat that. Just because someone is a Christian and perceived as a celebrity does not mean that the person is to be considered a mature leader in the faith. In other words, let's keep our eyes on our Lord Jesus. Amen? I'm sure a lot of you were saying amen to that because we know what it's like when people get their focus onto people instead of onto Jesus. I really wish that the Christian media community would stop saying, oh, so-and-so is a celebrity and says he is a Christian now. Now we have something. Let's all follow him or her. Let's publish books, write articles, make movies, etc. You know what I'm talking about. There's just this kind of, you know, hysteria within the Christian media community that sometimes happens when someone has fame, but it doesn't mean that that great fame is synonymous with great faith, okay? So, and I'm also going to back up a little bit. I get excited whenever someone, anyone is saved, when anyone is born again, comes to know Jesus personally. But we need to remember that God is not impressed by fame, and neither should we mistake great fame for great faith. Instead, we need to heed Jesus' words, quote, he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, unquote. That was from Matthew 23:11. Powerful, countercultural, and true. That's Jesus. Share his truth with love in everyday, seemingly mundane life. Jesus sees you, my friend. He sees every gesture, every kind act that you do just for Jesus. And he never forgets. That's right, my friends. When we're going around our daily life and we feel like, what's all this about really anyway? He sees. He sees you, he sees me, he never forgets what we do just for him, just for his glory, just because we love him. Let's love and live for Jesus. Jesus said in John 13:34-35, I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another, just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves. Did you catch that, my friends? It's when we're showing love, when we are loving others, that's how people will know that we know Jesus. I'll repeat what Jesus said. Take God's word for it. Quote, I give you a new commandment that you should love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves, unquote. In summary, I'd like to just kind of put it this way. Let's show the love and not love the show. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love us and that you showed your love for us when you sent Jesus to die in our place on the cross for our sins. That you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believest on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we trust in you, Jesus. We ask that you would help us to do things just for you and out of love for you, so that we can show your love to others and not love the show, but show the love. I pray, Lord, that you would rid us of all hypocrisy in our own hearts, and that you would help us through you to love hypocrites even. We know that you alone can do this, because hypocrisy hurts and hypocrites are very hurtful. But we know that you want us to love everyone. And so just help us to hand them over to you right now and ask that you would bless them with a real knowledge, a real relationship with you, Jesus. Please protect us, even as we love others with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's ask the Lord to help us get rid of any hint of hypocrisy in ourselves, and then actually ask the Lord to help us love everyone, drum roll, including hypocrites, and yet love the hypocrites without the accompanying hypocrisy. How is this possible, you say? How? Well, I join you saying that. So we cannot do it ourselves. The answer is only through Christ. Well, feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Remember that Jesus still loves you, and that he alone can help us to fulfill his word that says, "Let love be without hypocrisy."